If Joseph Willett, the denounced and proscribed apprentices, had happened to be at home when his father's courtly guest presented himself before the Maypole door, the lovers would have had quick warning of the ills that threatened them, and the aid of various timely and wise suggestions to boot. For all Joe's readiness of thought and action, and all his sympathies and good wishes, were enlisted in favour of the young people, and were staunch in devotion to their cause. It was, in fact, the 25th of March, which, as most people know to their cost, is one of those unpleasant epochs termed quarter days. On this 25th of March, it was John Willett's pride annually to settle, in hard cash, his account with a certain vintner and distiller in the City of London, to give into whose hands a canvas bag containing its exact amount, and not a penny more or less, was the end and object of a journey for Joe, so surely as the year and day came round. This journey was performed upon an old grey mare. The unfortunate grey mare, who was the agony of Joe's life, floundered along at her own will and pleasure, until the Maypole was no longer visible, and then, contracting her legs into a clumsy and awkward imitation of a canter, mended her pace all at once, and did it of her own accord. The acquaintance with her rider's usual mode of proceeding impelled her likewise to turn up a byway leading, not to London, but to an enclosure surrounding a large old red-brick mansion. Coming to a dead stop in a little copse thereabout, she suffered her rider to dismount with right good will and to tie her to the trunk of a tree.
"Stay there, old girl," said Joe, "and let us see whether there's any little commission for me today."
So saying, he left her to browse upon such stunted grass and weeds as happened to grow within the length of her tether, and passing through a wicket gate.